With SRN News, I'm Jason Weickers. In the Supreme Court, justices taking an early look at the president's far-reaching tariffs and whether they put at a risk a cornerstone of his agenda in the biggest legal test yet of his presidency. Challengers say President Trump is illegally using the emergency law and American businesses are paying the price. Mr. Trump says a ruling against him would be catastrophic for the entire economy. President Trump ramping up pressure on the Senate, Republicans in particular, to eliminate the filibuster.
With the government shutdown now the longest in U.S. history, the president told GOP senators it's time to change the rules and do away with the filibuster.
And if you don't terminate the filibuster, you'll be in bad shape. We won't pass any legislation.
Even though the filibuster's 60-vote threshold has prevented Republicans from reopening the government, GOP leaders have strongly opposed changing it. They argue it's allowed them to halt Democratic policies when Republicans were in the minority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russian leader Vladimir Putin is considering resuming nuclear testing. That story from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Speaking at a meeting with members of his Security Council, Russian President Vladimir Putin reaffirmed his earlier statement that Moscow will only restart nuclear tests if the US does so first. But he directed the defense and foreign ministries and other government agencies to analyze Washington's intentions and work out proposals for resuming nuclear weapons tests. President Trump appeared to signal last month that the U.S. will resume testing nuclear weapons for the first time in three decades, saying it would be on an equal basis with Russia and China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is SRN News. The Canadian Supreme Court redefines cruel and unusual punishment.
The government wants to impose a minimum one-year jail term for anybody found to possess child pornography. But the Canadian High Court in a 5-4 decision says 1 year behind bars amounts to cruel and unusual punishment and therefore is unconstitutional. The justices defended their ruling by saying that, quote, it must be recognized that child pornography offenses can be committed in different ways, under different circumstances, and by different offenders. Michael Harrington reporting.
20 Democrat-led states challenging a new Trump administration policy that's designed to keep taxpayers from footing the bill for programs that promote the LGBT agenda. Now, the rule will block nonprofit workers from a student loan cancellation program if federal officials determine their employer has a substantial illegal purpose. This is SRN News. Well, questions about the future of biofuels taking a swipe at the bottom line for one of the world's largest multinational food processors. Here's Bob Agnew.
Archer Daniels Midland reported a steep decline in the third quarter crushing profits, down 93% year over year to just $13 million. That dragged down AMD's Ag Services and Oilseed segment operating profits to $379 million. That was a 21% decline. Weak margins being blamed on deferred biofuel policy and shaky global trade flows. Bob Agnew reporting.
Federal judge ordering prosecutors in the criminal case of former FBI Director James Comey to produce materials from the investigation, saying that he is very concerned that the Justice Department's position has been to indict first and then get around eventually to investigating second. More details at srnnews.com.